the book Hebrews, part 245. I'm Professor Honest Redingheis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelation, a four book, nearly 800 pages, you can contact us at the WhatsApp number, +27 international code, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the very first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very, very, very welcome, always. I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that you are currently busy with. Also receive the TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least they have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Honest. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 11, but I'm dealing with a side confirmation scripture, Hebrews 12 verse 15. I'm just going to touch it. I'm going to carry on exactly where I stopped yesterday morning. Looking diligently, lest any man fails of the grace of Yahweh our Elohim. Lest any root of bitterness spring up, troubling you, and thereby many be defiled. Now, I was talking to someone yesterday morning when time caught up with us. We need to allow the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to infiltrate our lives. I just want to say something. You are not the first one that's going through a bankrupt situation. You are not the first one that's going through a divorce situation. You are not the first one that's going through sickness and everything that's there. And there are so many, many, many testimonies of how Yahweh has changed people's lives because they were obedient to the Ruach HaKodesh. We need to push the I am to one side. Yes, we might have created a big image to our family and our friends and our business people and everything. You know what? On the end of the day, it doesn't matter what other people think. It's more important to know what Yahushua and Yahweh our Father thinks of us. Yes, we could have made wrong decisions. It happens in any business. We made wrong decisions in our business 17, 18, 19 years ago. How long? Time is just going so. But Michael 7 verse 8 says, although I have fallen, I will rise, I will stand up. It takes a man and a woman with backbone that says that, I will stand up. Let them joke, so what? If I can't afford it, I can't afford it. And this is what your family must understand. No more fancy holidays, no more fancy cars, no. Let's reconcile. Let's first get calmness back into our lives. A lot of times when you're in a boat and there's waves coming in, you will have a bucket throwing the water out, but on a stage your arms get tired and then you are going to sink. But at least when you sink trying to save yourself. With Yahashua in the boat of our lives, of our lives' boat, He won't let you sink. He will guide and keep you through the storms and through troubled times. Bitterness in putting bitterness to bed every night and feeding him, it's like worms that will eat into your soul's dimension, in your body, in your heart, in your, it will be like maggots that it will destroy you. So if there's any bitterness this morning, I want to say, don't you want to hand it to Yahashua? On Golgotha's hill, when he was hanging there, he was ripped to pieces. And his prayer was, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. Father, forgive me. I've done something that I'm plain, I was stupid, uncalculated. Yes, it's going to affect my family's lives and all, but let it be. Let's work from there and build something new. But keeping Yahashua now attracted in your life, functioning every day of your life. He says here, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace, Yahashua of Yahweh Elohim. Lest any root of bitterness springs up, trouble you, and thereby may be defiled. It may. Therefore many be defiled. It may defile you. But let's keep our eyes focused upon the Creator of our salvation, Yahashua, who paid with His own life in order for us to be set free. You know, on this earth, everything is timely. The Bible says 60, 70 years if you're lucky. 80 years if you are very lucky. The lifespan of a normal man and a woman. You know what? That is absolutely not even 1 second comparing with eternity. Which the decisions that we make will determine, will it be in paradise or in heaven? Or will it be in Hades, the realm of death? And then after the white judgment, the white throne judgment, Revelation 20 verse 11, ever living in hell, burning in hell, because that's forever. It's not timing. It's not timing to be. It's forever. The word says forever. The decisions that must be taken maybe may not be as nicely as what is thought. It's hard. It's not good. Starting a new life over. But you know what? I would rather start a new life over with Yahashua in my life than committing suicide. Going straight to Hades. Being bound in chains. Figurative speech, but the Bible says they are bound in chains for the judgment, for the white judgment throne. It's a man and a woman that can acknowledge that they made a mistake. And to say, what? I made a mistake, but let me not keep bitterness and feed bitterness and grow bitterness. No. It's going to kill you. What? Bitterness. There's a question, there's a little chorus that says, keep your eyes upon Yahushua. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace. Keep your eyes upon Yahushua. Prof, you don't know what I'm going through. We've been through these things as well. Looking back 17, 18 years ago today, I will not change my life for any riches and things and fame and the things we had. Businesses, but monies, no. The Bible says he will supply in every one of our needs. There's a chorus that says, just keep on praying. The light breaks through. Just keep on praying. I will pray for you. And this is what we as brothers and sisters who say that we are full-blooded Yahwist have to do. We have to pray with the others. In order for them to be strengthened and to be carried through in these times. I want to say, if it happens that you are going through difficult times right now and you feel that you need to have somebody just to share a prayer with you, you are so welcome to phone me. I really would love to pray with you. Asking Yahushua to do miracles as he can do. There's a corner that says it is no secret what Yahushua can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. I spoke to somebody this morning that was diagnosed with cancer. And he says it feels as if he's falling into a dark pit. I said, you know what, in 2012, Pastor Rico, my wife, was diagnosed with BRCA2 cancer. And she was infected in her brain and in her marrow, in her kidneys, in her lungs. It was in April month, and they say she will not see Christmas, 25th of December that year. That was in 2012. It's nearly 25 December 2025. And she's alive and well. Why? Because Yahushua were not left out of the decisions that was to be made. But we believed Yahushua. She, above all, being the one having the cancer, they removed her breast immediately and all the things going with it, because it was an aggressive cancer. And it was throughout her body. And today she's not cancer free. There's always a chance at this, because it's in your bloodstream. But you know what? Yahushua is able to carry you through. Just keep on praying, keeping your eyes focused on he that walked on the water, on him that healed the leper, he who cast out devils. Just spoke a word, who raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. There's another chorus that says, yesterday, today, and forever. Yahushua is always the same. All may change, but Yahushua never. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. And having this testimony this morning, encouraging somebody somewhere on this moment, maybe feeling like they're going through the valley of death, this life. He doesn't choose one above the others. If you come in faith and get hold of Him and say, I will not leave you until you've blessed me. To be able to be healed, to be forgiven, you need to let go of the root of bitterness. And you know what? Healing will happen much quicker as what you ever thought. Now, there's a whole weekend waiting on us. Let's overthink the word. Let's study the word. Let's pray the word. Keeping our eyes upon the creator of our salvation, Yahushua. Till Monday morning of His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.